Brought to you by PwC. Combining deep industry expertise with next generation technology to drive business success. Visit pwc.ie to learn more.
The AI large language model belonging to X, known as Grok, has agreed to stop harvesting personal information and data from European Union users. It follows a complaint from the Irish Data Protection Commissioner and is probably the first notable concession from X since Elon Musk took over 2 years ago. But does it matter? And has Grok already harvested enough information from us without our consent? Questions for our technology guru, Jess Kelly. Hello, Jess.
Morning, Joe.
Remind us what Grok is.
So Grok is akin to ChatGPT or Google Gemini, these large language models that are out there to try and help us find information and have it presented in a very conversational way. It's very useful if you're looking to, you know, perhaps write a best man speech or something like that. It's a creative large language model that's been out there for a while. What's different about Grok and some of the others is that Grok is a feature that's exclusive to X Premium and Premium Plus subscribers. They also say that Grok is designed to answer almost any question with a touch of wit and humour. So it has a rebellious streak, according to the X website, and it provides an outside perspective on humanity, making it a unique and entertaining companion. So that's the blurb on Grok.
And I think the key thing with all large language models is that they respond using proper English rather than just data and facts.
Exactly it. That the difference between, and this is something that's come up quite a lot over the last 18 months, 2 years now, is, you know, everyone says, should we have Google? Google provides a list of links, and then you, the human, have to click through and find the information you want. When you're engaging with a large language model, you could say, write a piece with me for me about Joe Lynham on News Talk. It'll scrape the internet and it'll provide a paragraph or maybe two paragraphs on who you are, what you do, and so on in very easy to understand language, as you or I would write if we wrote it ourselves.
Now, Grok started harvesting messages and scouring our X posts without asking our permission initially a few months ago.
Yeah, so Grok was, the initial version of Grok was pre-trained using not just tweets, but also information that was publicly available from the internet up to Q3 2023. But then the issue arose because there was no opt-out feature. It was a case of, it was assumed you'd be cool with it. So information was being scraped from the platform and being fed in. And this is something that the Irish Data Protection Commission took real issue with.
Would you say this is a decent concession and victory for the Data Protection Commissioner here?
I really do think so. I think over the last number of years, you know, we've heard this phrase time and again, you know, does the Data Protection Commission have sharp enough teeth? And, you know, do they have enough power to make a real impact? This is an example of absolutely yes, they do. We are seeing more and more tech companies looking to grow their offering with AI being at the heart of it. Just this week, we have seen, you know, Meta companies opting out of being part of Apple's AI scraping process for Apple AI. We as Europeans now have this protection, and it's going to stop. It has stopped as a result of this. And what's interesting is the Irish Data Protection Commission has now referred issues like this for a broader conversation to the European Commission Board, Data Protection Board, to try and set a bit of a rule book in place. But I also think this is an example of Elon Musk not getting away with what he wants to do. For such a long time, it's almost 2 years, October will mark 2 years since he took over X, Twitter. And in that time, he's done an awful lot of things, not asking for permission or for forgiveness. And this week, between what's happened in Brazil and here, we're now seeing that there are consequences to his actions. And it's not a free-for-all.
Yeah, the events in Brazil are super, super interesting. Basically, it's a row with a specific Supreme Court judge in Brazil, de Moraes, I think his name is, in which he demanded that X have a legal representative in the country. Elon Musk refused. And then this judge had the power to literally shut down X in a country with a population of 220 million people.
Yeah, and it's something that was then reinforced by a panel of judges. And I do think some of the language that's been used in this conversation by the judges in Brazil is quite, you know, it's quite stark. They are saying that it is posing a challenge and undermining democracy in the country. And it's interesting to see how this plays out because it is such a huge market for X. So there will be consequences to their bottom line and for the activity on the platform as well. But I do think that we are starting to see people and countries and regions sitting up and saying what is acceptable and what is not acceptable.
Yeah, because we've discussed it on this program, whether the Irish regulator would have the power to order the internet service providers in this country to stop hosting X, because that seems to be the nuclear button. If, for example, their X refused to moderate some of the tweets and some of the messages that are put on this platform.
Yeah, what happened in Brazil is that an order was issued to Apple and to Google to remove the app from their app store, and there are now considerable fines for anybody within that region using it, including via a VPN. So there's always a way to get something out of the market. There are procedures that can be taken, but I suppose it just has to go through proper procedure to ensure that there is no comeback, it doesn't turn into a nasty spat, and that there is a key thing for consumers, that there is a viable alternative as well.
Yeah, and Elon Musk has completely gone off the fence when it comes to who he supports in political terms as well.
Yeah, and I do think that's a huge part of it. You know, we had this conversation in the office the other day. Elon Musk and his platform, they are publishers. There is no, you know, two ways about how he feels politically. He has the world's largest megaphone at his mouth, and what he says does have consequences. We saw this in the wake of some of the rioting in the UK last month. You know, he is not afraid to add his voice to the conversation.
A
I
right-wing
don't.
voice.
The right wing voice, absolutely. And look, he will say free speech, and yes, free speech is important. But as one of the judges in Brazil said, with free speech comes responsibility, and you need to take that into account.
Jess, thank you so much. I hope you have a lovely weekend. That is Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent. And you can hear her show Tech Talk on Saturdays at 5 p.m. or anytime via the News Talk app powered by Go Loud.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews, and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.